Alright, you gotta tune to WNUR FM Evanston, Chicago. Chicago Sound Experiment. Just before this, you'd been listening to a live performance broadcast here from Northwestern University campus from the Lucid Dream Ensemble. It's a collective of Northwestern University students. And it was both an audio and a visual presentation. The visuals were put together by Chris Ostertag. And right now in the studio with us, we have a couple of members from the ensemble. We have Theron Humiston and Chris Ostertag. And I just wanted to thank you guys for the performance and for having this on NUR.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks.
Sure thing. And I had a couple of questions for you. Theron, what does your setup consist of? Are you using a laptop, or do you have other controllers, or?
Actually, I'm running a guitar into a laptop, doing live sampling, and then I also have a turntable set up that reads time code, that plays time code, and the computer can pick that up. And so I'm controlling my live sampling with the turntable. So
that sounds cool. So is this time code thing something that is commercially available, like Final Scratch?
Oh, yeah, it's called Ms. Pinky. It's similar to the Final Scratch thing. You know, it's made for the DJ crowd, I think. I'm just using it a little differently.
That's really cool. I had a question for Chris. How are you actually generating the visuals?
The visuals are generated. First, they were some footage that I shot of our rehearsals, and they were found footage from the movie Forbidden Planet. One of our sections is called Dialects and Subtongues, which is based off a line from the movie. So we sampled some of the movie for the visuals, and the rest of it was stuff I'd shot. It's all processed through a program called Jitter, which is an add-on for the program MaxMSP.
Oh, cool. So is there a lot of synchronicity or synchronization between the audio and the video?
There is a lot. What I tried to do is work in the themes of the sections. We had three sections. We had machine language and glitch, dialects and subtongues, and resonance and feedback. So for machine language and glitch, I tried to capture the glitching of the machine, a lot of footage of machines. Dialects and subtongues, like I said, Forbidden Planet inspired it. And for the resonance, it was all performance footage of us filtered so that it kind of resonated visually. So it's all very, very tied together with the audio.
That sounds very cool. A question for Theron. What has been the most important thing to you about being in the Lucid Dream Ensemble?
Well, I've been doing this for like 3 years now.
Is it 3 years?
Yeah. And it's just been great watching it grow from, you know, something very simple where you're lucky if you can even make the system work, to the point where now we're like getting it set up and making really good music. And that's great. And I just really like working with all these different people. It really takes me out of my normal workflow, and I learn a lot. So
that's really cool. Can you comment on how sort of all these performers are linked together? Like, is it just sort of like everybody's audio is mixed into one board or something like that? And
actually, there isn't a whole lot of bouncing back and forth in terms of signal flow between the two, you know, between the different performers. But for some of us, like at least in my case, I was using software that was written by the guy that I was working with, Casey Farina, and so it meshed really well together.
That's cool. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for doing the performance on WNUR, and I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.